Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
With Chelsea Prastiti. Is that how we say that?
Well done, yes.
Sweet. Yep. From here on out, it's just going to be Chelsea.
Yeah, fair enough.
of Skeela, of course. We have had one of your tracks on rotation up here at the moment. How many songs have you got out these days?
We've just got
your
the
brand
single.
Brand spanks, eh?
Yeah, we are brand spanking new, but we've got the single out. And
it's
then
fantastic.
Thank you. Mm. Thanks for playing it. And we've got an EP coming out too. We're just kind of in the process of... I'm the last one. I got to record all my vocal parts over the top.
Okay,
and
nice.
And that's what we're doing. And then we'll put it out.
Awesome.
And that's how things roll, isn't it? Chronologically.
Right on. And you'll be joining us, of course, for Drive Island down at Alan Melville Centre there at Freiburg Square. So I guess... Are you sort of playing out the record, how it's going to...
Yes.
Yeah.
You are right.
Nice.
Yes.
Fun.
How did Skeela come together? Because there's quite a few familiar faces in the band.
Mm.
Is it just sort of one project, or is it everyone's main focus at the moment?
Well, like... Last year, or no, like early the year before, I think even. No, late the year before. Oh, timeline stuff.
Back the other day,
yeah, a while ago. I approached Adam Tobeck, Michael Howell and Tom Dennison and was like, do you want to do like a hip-hop neo-soul R&B thing together? And they were like, yeah. And then me and Michael Howell do a lot of co-writing, so sometimes I'll bring in like a fully formed song, or sometimes he'll bring like a fully formed chord progression in and I'll write over top of it. Or sometimes I'll bring in like a chord progression with a bit of my lyrics and melody over the top, and I'll be like, can you write more sections? And then he'll do that. And so we just like, that's how we do it.
Because
it's
certainly evolving music. It doesn't really... I mean, it returns to its vibes, but definitely nice and changey.
Oh,
isn't it? It's cool. But you're here to play us some tunes, basically, because What's Cooking, I think what I said to you was just some tunes that you like, basically. I kept this nice and open.
Mm. It's going to be a wild ride.
We've got a USB stick up here.
Yeah.
What's the first track? We kind of had a listen, actually. It kind of sounded like a hip-hop joint.
That first one is Salt and Pepper. And it's the song Giddy Up, but it's a remix with the Brick in the Wall riff, and I love it. I've loved it since I was a kid.
Nice.
Yeah, these are all songs from my childhood.
Do you obviously rate this well over the original, the remix for life kind of thing?
To be honest, yeah, this was my favorite. I heard the original, like, this was the first time I'd heard this, the Giddy Up song, I guess, was actually this remix.
Ah,
and then I heard
out.
The original, I was like, oh, it's good, but I like this better.
Yeah.
Don't stop, keep it coming strong, make it hot, say run, giddy up, baby,
giddy up, giddy up,
say
run,
give me all that you got, baby, don't stop, keep it coming strong, make it hot, say run,
giddy up, baby, I'ma take you for a ride, bitch, so wild when I release the vibe, beat you down, till your asthma hit ya, so non-stop styles lift ya, make you wanna get your stash, going like the wind, no need,
word.
Got my own end,
ooh.
Player haters never win, cause I'm a ball to spittin', so you chill up, poppy, who the fake, not me, can't take what I got, can't stop me, still vibe, ride, bass slide, yo, can't fight it, ho, let it flow, run the move, show and prove, we can do this, shake a groove thing, hold tight, ain't nothing to this, wanna get down with the skills, my man's to know it's real,
yo, ho,
so hell, don't it
hit me up, baby,
giddy
up, say what, give me all that you got,
baby, don't stop,
keep it coming strong,
make it hot, say what, giddy up, baby,
don't stop, keep it coming strong,
make it hot, say what, I keep it hot like a block full of hustlers, who can make it blaze like us, bless you to death, wanna freak me from the back,
girl, I even play like that,
keep it coming strong, give me all that you got,
yo, a true baller, don't stop,
I throw it like a pitcher, let my sex appeal hit ya, game so sharp that it split ya, playing what, keep styling, oil,
I been hooked since Ying was a hoyer,
I'ma party till I see the sunrise, S to the P, the party, keep it coming, baby,
giddy up, baby,
giddy up,
giddy up.
baby, don't stop.
Keep it coming strong,
make it hot, say what? Give me baby.
Give me that S&D, that sweet, that focus. Give it to me, give me the phone. That sweet.
Salt and pepper, ladies and gentlemen. That goes out to whoever texted the other day saying, since when did BFM turn into my FM? It goes out to that texter from the other day.
Yes.
Since jams. That's when.
Yeah.
We are here with Chelsea of Skeela saying, John was asking the hard questions, like, when's the album going to be ready? I've got things to do.
We're kind of using this as a blatant plug for Drive Island, which is happening. Yeah.
We're like stars aligning. We're so smart. We're like
getting in the talent. Skeela, of course, playing at the Alan Melville Centre on Friday.
I think you're
can't
up first.
Can't be Harley Unclear as well. Yeah, it's going to be fun. We love those guys. Two good bands.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good bands.
So it's kind of this is a great thing. We can get Chelsea in to select some music for us, and it all ties in very nicely because you guys have got a record coming out shortly.
Are we taking phone calls, Chelsea? This is your
I don't mind.
Here. Okay.
Anything goes.
Hello, you're with Skeela here on 95BFM. We're doing a little thing. How's it going?
Oh, you sure are. Yeah, what up, boys? What up, Chelsea? Hey, fuck, I just wanted to say, Skeela, Chelsea, fuck, you guys are so fucking wicked. Like, I've been sniffing the internet hard to find more of your music. And,
shucks.
Like, it really, like, takes a massive song to get me to go sniffing through the internet.
Right on.
That track, Bluffin, is so fucking choice. Like, I can't get enough of it.
Oh, shucks. Mikey wrote all that, like, those beautiful riffs and stuff. Like,
who's
that.
Mikey?
Michael Howell is the guitarist.
He's a weapon, that guitarist.
He is a weapon. Yeah, Adam Tobik and Tom Dennison.
There's
a lot of jazz. I fangirl out at my own band members, like, on the daily. So thank you very much, Paula. You're awesome.
Shucks. It's so fucking wicked. Please bring out your EP ASAP.
Hey, stay tuned to BFM. I'm sure you'll hear it from
I will.
Thanks, Matt.
Fuck yeah.
So nice. That's
I love a little fade
buzzies.
Down. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right on. Hey, should we kick into another tune? Do you know what's happening here? Should we just kind of feel the vibe and go for it?
If it's going to just play from the memory stick, which we can't see, the track list of, I think just play it and then you can ask me about it afterwards.
Agreed.
Cool.
Oh, you've started with Giddy Up.
Oh, shit. No, it's not going to work.
Whoops.
Once does it not work?
Technical difficulties.
I think we'll
with
have to
that
do
sentence
that,
as well.
We did queue up that Wiz that you were vibing on.
Oh yeah, yeah. Put on that Wiz track. Kia Kana. Yep. Yeah, that one's really, really good. This is something from my childhood. It's this West African artist that was signed to Peter Gabriel's label, and the production's kind of cheesy, but the musicianship and the singing is unbelievable. Like, it's just special stuff.
What can see, tap, and look and see.
And you're back in the room.
Oh, we were just keep these headphones on.
We were just over here queuing up the rest of the tracks for this What's Cooking situation with Chelsea of Skeela. Now, I don't know if I don't know the answer to this. So, what is Skeela?
You mean do you mean the word?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question. It's actually a Greek word.
Okay.
Okay, it's the Greek word for female dog. Or bitch.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it real? And do they use it like derogatory, like over there?
I actually don't know, but I just liked it because, you know, it's okay to be a bitch, you know.
Right on.
Yeah.
How did you find out the word Skeela?
Well, my
do you feel bad saying it now, John? You're okay with saying Skeela, even though you realise you're saying bitch?
No, you can say it all you want, you know. Bitches are not, it should not be a derogatory
it's
term.
It's a female dog.
Oh, blah, 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 feminism. My father's from Cyprus, so he's Cypriot Greek. And I was like, I checked it with him and everything. I was like, this does mean female dog, like bitch, right? And he was like, yes.
And just to hit the spelling for everyone, it's Skeelaa.
Yeah, although, to be fair, I stealthily put an extra A on it just so that people could pronounce the, because it's Skeela,
right.
Like you kind of hold out the A, but then I realised that a lot of people pronounce it Skeela.
They have, a lot of people,
and I was like, oh, shit.
That was a point of contention around here, but everyone's like, because we have to make the ad or whatever, and everyone's like, so is it Skeela or Skeela, when something's brand
and
new.
And I realised I should have put a little accent over the I, but I don't know how to do it on my keyboard.
Don't worry about it. So, actually, the only way that I've found to do that is copy paste. I struggle with that stuff.
Right?
Well.
Yeah. It's difficult.
The internet is fucking hard, I tell you what.
Yeah.
Should we let's drop another tune. What have we got here? Oh, we got Patio Costillo.
Cositas Buenas.
Oh, man.
By Paco de Lucía. This was his last album that he ever made before he died. Oh. Way too early. And my father plays flamenco guitar, so this was a very the first rhythms we learnt were Bularias, which is what this tune is in the Bularias feel. And it was a beautiful musical education, this. And
sounds like you had some pretty gnarly exposure.
Oh, we were lucky kids.
I was listening to the Beatles.
Oh, that's still good,
though. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
persona, uno canta, otro baila, y el otro toca. Se me olvidaba
que lo que dice no le toca la palma, y toca la palma, toca ni toca la palma. Que lo que dice no le toca la palma, y toca la palma, toca ni toca la palma.
Strong, strong tune.
Isn't it though?
Very nice. John? John's leaning back.
Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. We're just sort of reminiscing how, like, that's got a great sort of WOMAD flavour.
Yeah, you kind of hear that in the distance and you just follow your ear.
I wish he had. I wonder if he ever did play at WOMAD. I don't know.
They do get
a
pretty strong calibre of artists come through.
Yeah, he's
I mean,
very
it
famous.
Is a worldwide thing, so he might have played a WOMAD.
Yeah, he's basically the king of Spain, or was. Rest in peace. Rest in peace, Paco. I love you.
Right, yeah. Tell us about Tomahawk.
Tomahawk is a project between Mike Patton from Faith No More and whatever else he does, that crazy man. And then, I think his name's Dwayne Dennison. And I think he's from Jesus Lizard, that band.
Right.
So it's their project together. I think Dwayne Dennison actually does like a lot of the writing, and then Mike Patton gets in on top and does his crazy thing. And this album in particular is... arrangements of all of these songs written, they're all anonymous, and they were folk songs from various different Native American tribes.
Yes, the album's called Anonymous. Is that just because it like not written tradition kind of stuff, or how does that work?
Because no one knows who wrote these. They're old folk songs. Some of them are actually from the, like, sort of around this, like, the time when, you know, America was being colonized.
When it was going down.
And it was all going down.
Yeah.
But then this is what I've read anyway, and I think it was just a really cool album because all of them are interpreted through a metal lens or a heavy old hardcore rock lens.
Okay.
And so it sounds really, really, really cool, and it's nice to hear Native American music that's not like kind of like
so passive.
Cheesy world music lens, which is funnily enough what Wes kind of is, but it's still mean anyway, you know?
Sick. Let's do it. This one's called Mescal Right One.
Yeah.
Tomahawk, ladies and gentlemen, on 95 BFM, as chosen by Chelsea of Skeela. Now, what position do you take in Skeela?
So I'm the lead vocalist and like half of the writing team. Although when I say writing, I should actually like just say that like Adam Tobik and Tom Dennison like do a lot for like just like building the grooves as well. So like they're a big part of it too. Really, it's our vision, the four of us. But the ones who are writing like the songs and the chord progressions is Mikey and myself.
Sweet. And yeah. You said you're recording most of it at home, which is cool.
At home in our flat.
So
in
that,
East Tamaki.
That single which you are about to play, was that recorded at home?
Yeah.
Fuck, it sounds mint.
Yeah. Oh well, I mean, we live like so far. We live in an industrial area,
right,
above a curtain and blinds shop like that's attached to a warehouse.
I can picture it now.
Have you engaged the services of the curtain and blind shop at all?
Well, we know the peeps downstairs and they're very, very nice. And
I'm sure they love that you live upstairs and not a metal band.
But the cool thing is of course after business hours and on the weekends there's just no noise,
right,
restrictions at all. You just go gung ho.
Right, good stuff.
Yeah.
That's
all right,
cool.
Everyone,
that's cool.
Come round. Let's make some noise.
Yep.
Now, I feel like the song's relatively self-explanatory, but what could you tell us about it?
Bluffin. Well, Bluffin is about, oh man, okay, well, if I was really honest and truthful, it's about sleeping with a lot of people and having feelings for all of them, but not saying anything because that's where, you know, they get, oh no, she's in love with me, I should fuck off, or that. Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. But no, they all knew about each other, but they didn't know that I had feelings for all of them. So
right,
it's really about being, what do you call it, discreet about your polyamory, I guess. Yeah, that's my honest take on this track.
Hey, look, thanks so much for coming out. It's been such a pleasure. And we will catch you on Friday live down at the Ella Melville Centre, Freiburg Square, Skeela.
Yeah.
Hey, John. Hey.
Free for you, the BFM listener. Just come along, come say hi, check out some free music,
they
check
have
out free
food. Dude, jinx.
And listen to this mint track. Thanks again, Chelsea. Such
Thank
a pleasure.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Just loving with you. I just loving with you. Don't want to show my head, nah. I ain't in it to lose. Cause if I lose, yeah, I lose you. I, yeah, I'm just moving with you. I, just moving with you. Don't wanna show my hand, no. I ain't in it to lose. Cause if I lose, yeah, I lose you. Follow me, my every step, and I want not to get too close, cause if they tryna own me, I'll be running to kill, straight to my next meal, that every girl I'm back, yes, it ain't that I don't feel for you, but I don't trust you, nah, with that power if you need, so I keep them guys, I smoke up and fuck you good, make you howl to the moon, I got too deep in the woods of abyss, got you in the mood, that's it, and that's how I do, if you got a problem with that, I suggest you get the fuck out of my gap and go home, boy. I'm not afraid to
from. You, 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 boy. You, 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 boy. If you only knew what I hide away from. You, 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 boy. You, 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 boy. I bet you wouldn't want me like you. Do, 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 boy. Do, 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 boy. Yeah, 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 yeah. Say, I'm just bluffing with you. I just bluffing with you. Don't wanna show my hand, nah, nah. I ain't in it to lose. Cause if I lose, yeah, I lose you.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.